This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We're delighted to welcome in WGN News CLTV Sports Feed host Jared Payton. Hey, Jared, how are you, man?
Morning, Jared.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I think this is the first time I'm on the Score, actually. Doing an interview, so this is pretty exciting.
Wow. Making history this morning.
Exciting for us. And of course, Jared, you went to the U, and when you were at the U, a certain Chuck Pagano was the defensive backs coach, right? The secondary coach there, and you had a chance to see him in action. What kind of coach have the Bears signed as their defensive coordinator?
I mean, he's one of those guys that you just love to play for, and not only that, he was also a special teams coach as well. So I remember, you know, back in that time, I was dealing with my dad being sick, so it was a rough time for me my freshman year. And after my dad passed, there was an opportunity for me to come back or me take some time off of school. And I remember having conversations with all the coaches, and one of the biggest things was is coming back and getting back into my routine. And he gave me an opportunity to be able to come back in the Virginia Tech game and also play on special teams. So right after my dad passed, that was like the first opportunity that he gave me. So he's one of those guys that you love, and I owe him dearly. I'm actually choking up a little bit, man, because I remember that time very well, and I'm very thankful for him to give me that opportunity to be able to come back and play some football. And he had put me on kickoff return, and I was wearing my dad's 34 that night, and it just meant a lot.
So, Jared, you know, Chuck Pagano is a guy who you talk to people around the league, such as yourself, and they talk about the respect he commands and the fact that he does have a way of communicating that resonates with players and coaches and everyone around him. How important is that, do you think, with this defense, and how would you describe that personality once he is in front of the room for the first time?
I think he has this thing about him where he's determined, and he's not going to let you out-coach him. He's very smart. I think he commands the respect from all his players. And last night, knowing I'm coming on your show, I started texting all the guys from the U that played for him, but there was one certain one that I wanted to talk to. So I texted Ed Reed last night, and I'm thinking I'm not going to hear back from any of you guys. I'm like, this is going to be horrible. I'm going on the show tomorrow. I'm like, he's not going to text me back. I just need to get some info from him. I lay down in bed about 10:30. I get a text message back from Ed. He goes, what's up, bro? I'm like, we got to talk about Pagano, man. I need to talk to you about Pagano. Let me know something. He goes, call me. I'm like, all right. So I call him. I get out of bed. I walk downstairs. I have a conversation with him. He's actually with Pagano right now.
Wow.
They're coaching at All-Star Game or something like that together. So
he's his defensive coordinator at that game, right?
Yes. So they're like coaching together. So I'm talking to him. I'm like, bro, tell me what's up, what's going on. I'm like, everybody in Chicago is asking me about Pagano. What do I tell them? And so he just was talking about how, you know, him and Dick were together in Baltimore, but when it came down to it, Pagano was that guy, and that he's one of those coaches that you just love to play for. And I said, if I had to ask you about Pagano in one word, what is it? He goes, teacher. And I said, wow. And I started to look back at my time at Miami and just being around him, and then other people that I know that have played for him, that's all that they talk about is that he teaches and the way that he teaches. And so when I talked to Ed, I said, is there going to be any like big adjustment with Dick leaving and having Pagano? And he goes, you know what? They run the same scheme. He's like, but you know, the one thing you love about Pagano is He goes, I know Vic, but I was around Pagano. We're really close. Is that he's going to get guys amped up and he's going to put guys in the right situations to be successful. So when I heard that from Ed, who is to me the GOAT, I feel good and I feel a lot better about knowing what the Bears have in store and also what's coming into Halas Hall.
That's a great story, Jarrett. And I think Ed Reed definitely is one of those guys who when he gives you that kind of endorsement, it means a lot. So knowing that, having heard that, and knowing this roster as well as you do, we talked about it this morning earlier in the show. Who do you think benefits most? What position group or maybe even position player do you think benefits most from his arrival?
I'd probably have to say the defensive backs. I think there's something that he loves sometimes, you know, playing in that dime package. He likes six DBs. He likes to be able to move guys. And a little bit different than Vic. With Vic, you know, he was kind of not hesitant to blitz, but that's one of Pagano's things. He likes to bring pressure. So I want to see how he disguises things. And also, too, I think another person that really benefits is going to be Akeem Hicks, to kind of see how he'll move him around. He won't be just like placed in the middle and trying to rush up. I think we'll see Akeem move around a little bit. And to me, I think that's going to benefit him as well. Plus, there was some stories out there about Ed Reed coming to Chicago with Pagano. I don't know if you guys saw those.
Yeah,
I asked Ed last night. No confirmation, he said, though, but if anything does happen, I get the exclusive. So if that happens, I will be back on your show to give you guys the exclusive if it happens.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We're going to hold you to that there, Jarrett.
You know, can Ed bring the time machine with him? Because, my God. That guy was unbelievable. 9-time Pro Bowler. I think he was 5 times. He was a All Pro, which is even more difficult to be. I mean, that's unbelievable. And the teacher is just a great word to hear about any coach. That's great stuff, Jarrett.
Molly, let me tell you real quick. Ed is one of the most unbelievable players. The two best players that I ever played with were him and Sean Taylor,
right.
God rest his soul. If Sean was still around, he'd be going into the Hall of Fame and ending his career. But both those guys and what they did at the safety position. So just to know their minds and you know, that Chuck Pagano was a part of all those guys of helping kind of restore what we did in 2001 at the U, that goes to show what he's all about. But he was a big part of getting us back to that dominance that we were in 2001.
Whether Ed Reed comes or not, Jarrett, I mean, you know, Eddie Jackson is a guy that you saw how much the Bears, you know, probably missed him against in the Eagles, and his injury came at the worst possible time for the Bears. But when you look at how much he could progress with Chuck Pagano and what he needs to do to maybe to get to that next level. It's hard to maybe suggest that when the guy is all pro in his second year, but there's probably still room for him to grow. And if that's the case, where do you see that happening most?
Well, I think what we saw this past year was all in his film study. I think he really got into the book. He really got into watching film and basically took over from there, because all these athletes, I mean, that's the one thing that separates a lot of these guys in the NFL or even in college, is how much you study. And he studied, and you could tell by the way he was able to jump routes, what he knew what was coming, and he could let his athleticism actually take over from there. And that's what you really want to do, is get comfortable. He can get better. I think he can. I don't see him getting any worse, but he took that jump. And a guy coming from Alabama, that's under Nick Saban, that's been around, that knows that hard-nosed football, I only knew it was a matter of time for him to get comfortable. And once he got comfortable, he was going to be able to take his game to the next level. So when you have a guy like that, and I think Chicago has been waiting for a safety like that for a long time, ever since Mike Brown, I think other guys around him took their game up as well. And so, you know, coming into the season, everybody's one of the biggest question marks was that secondary. By the end of the season, we're all talking about it going, how much better can they all get?
Yeah, it's really something. This has been a fantastic season for the Bears, Jarrett, as you well know. And watching the development of that offense and, you know, seeing how the passing rules have changed and looking at the teams remaining, how do you feel about the Bears stepping forward on offense, too? It seems like even if the defense were to take a step back, the offense should be getting better next year.
when you're number one in all the categories on defense, well, you know, the only way to go is down. But I don't think that I don't see it happening that much. I really don't. You have all those pieces, and I know everybody's got the question marks. The offense, that's my baby. That's what I love to watch. I'm an offensive guy, former running back. I think it all centers around Mitchell Trubisky, and I was very, very happy with year two. And I don't think people truly understand how hard it is to be able to grasp an offense and then go from one offense that was like a historic one in that John Fox era to this new day and age offense with Matt Nagy and what you're asked to do in this offense and how complex it is. It's a different game. And, you know, for him, I think he took the steps needed. And one of the biggest parts that I see was those two games that he was out. You know, I wish he would have been able to play those two games because he talked about it all the time. He's a reps guy. He needs to be in, needs to get those reps. And I think he can take his game to the next level. And I think how he takes it, now that he has all the weapons around him, anything is possible. I think the biggest thing is this running game. What do they do with Jordan Howard? Does he fit? Is he the guy that's going to be here for a while? Because coming up on this contract, he's going to want to get paid, and they got to figure out. Listen, the dude rushed for 1,000 yards back-to-back seasons, almost got 1,000 last year. Getting 1,000 yards, I don't care, in Pee Wee is one of the hardest things when you're a running back. And so, yes, he might not fit, but he showed how valuable he was, especially late in the season when the Bears needed him to run the ball, especially in that Minnesota game.
Jarrett, before we let you go, I know last month one of the special moments of your season was when you went to the Bears practice and you presented Trey Burton with letting him know that he was going to be the Bears nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And I know how seriously you take that responsibility, and every year you look forward to going to the Super Bowl and presenting it. But you also get a sense of you seem like you had a rapport with Trey Burton and the week that he's been through and what he faced afterward in terms of how tough it was not to play, and then facing the questions he faced in terms of, you know, being as honest as he was and accountable about the anxiety and answering questions whether or not that played a role. How did you what was your takeaway from that, knowing him the way that you do, and what do you think we can expect from Trey Burton moving forward?
Well, I hope he can find some peace. I mean, that's the hardest thing. I mean, this game of football is so demanding. There's so much more, and even back when I was playing to now, to social media and everything, it's a burden, and I just hope he can find peace. He is an unbelievable guy. It's an honor to have him the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee for the Chicago Bears, and it can't be easy to deal with that anxiety and also all the stuff that goes along with it. So, but he is a big reason why I feel like the Bears had some struggles on offense early. In the game against Philly, you miss a guy like him in your offense. So the Bears need him to get back. I see the sky's the limit for him. I think he has the ability, but also too for the Bears to bring me to Hallis Hall and to present him the award. I do got to thank the Bears because they've been nothing but unbelievable to my family and I, and really keep us in like family. So being able to get a chance to sit and talk with him after practice, I got to know him just a little bit, and I look forward to getting to know him a little bit more.
Jarrett, thanks a ton. Really appreciate catching up with you and all your hard work. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember you as a high school soccer player. So that tells you how old I am. Was it Nino? What was the kid you played?
Yeah.
You guys were unbelievable.
Nino Da Silva. People have
Nino
no clue. If anybody out there listening on the score has any film of me playing soccer, please hit me up on Twitter. My son does not believe me that I was that good. He has no clue.
There. You really had a future with that game.
I only know what you told me, Jarrett, so I imagine it's exaggerated.
No. I remember that Nino kid was outstanding, too. I remember, was that your sophomore year?
I was sophomore, and he was a senior. We lost to St. Charles in the semifinals, and it's something that I still think about every single day.
I know the feeling. We lost in the quarterfinals when I was in high school. It's a tough one. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Great stuff, Jarrett. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Take care.
That's Jarrett Payton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.